Well, joining me now on the phone is Congressman Dan Lipinski. He is the 7th-term Democratic representative for the 3rd Congressional District, state's 3rd district, which is the southwest side and southwest suburbs. Congressman, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, it's good to be with you, Rick, and I'll just say I'll stick with the Schoolhouse Rock version of how a bill becomes a law.
Yeah, that was the one I was trying. I'm just a bill, right?
I'm just a bill. I used to play that all the time when I was teaching Intro to American Government. I would love to show that, and I actually have sitting here in front of me a Christmas ornament that someone once gave me that actually plays that whole song. So,
but Christmas, I wouldn't want to mess the two up with government. That's for sure.
No,
Congressman, again, thank you for joining me. I wanted to start out. You've got a serious primary challenge. What is the Democratic Party today?
Well, right now there is a battle for what the Democratic Party is going to be going forward. The Democratic Party, unfortunately, we've lost over 1,000 seats since 2010, you know, across the country. 4 years ago, we were at our lowest point in the U.S. House since Herbert Hoover was president. We've come up slightly since then, but we're still in a big hole. And there are those who, you know, want to have a Tea Party of the left in the Democratic Party to match, unfortunately, what's happened to the Republicans. But we need to have a big tent party. We need to rally around those issues that can bring all Democrats together, and that's what I've always done. First and foremost, we have to be for working men and women, for being champions of the middle class and taking care of the bread and butter issues that people really, really care about, and restoring the American dream. That brings all Democrats together, and I think that's what we should focus on. And I think that's what Bernie Sanders focused on. Unfortunately, Hillary Clinton, as the Democratic nominee for president, lost out to Donald Trump because there were people who didn't see the Democrats standing for working men and women.
And you've gotten AFL-CIO support, other union support, but at the same time, when you look at somebody like Jan Schakowsky, who's in House Democratic leadership, Luis Gutierrez endorse your primary opponent, doesn't that just show how split up this party is?
Well, it's unfortunate that there are those who don't really see that what we really need to do is have a big tent party. I just think it's very detrimental for the party, and it's also detrimental for the country.
Well, has the district changed? I mean, you've been there for 7 terms. It's still a, you know, blue district, but has the ideology in the district gone more to the left?
No, it really hasn't. The there have been some changes. Well, first of all, redistricting happened in 2012. We ran in the new district, so things changed at that time. And my district lost a lot of Democrats in the redistricting, but it's still a very much a, you know, bread and butter issue district, pragmatic district. A lot of people who grew up, you know, I still have, you know, about a third of my district in the city, but a lot of people in the suburban areas grew up in the city, and they see the purpose of government is to help people and to help them out, make their communities better, stronger, you know, good jobs, good schools, good transportation. That's why I sit on a transportation committee. And so those things have not changed.
Well, obviously one of the big issues, you're one of the few, if not the only, House Democrat that is opposed to abortion rights. And it seems like the party right there is telling people, well, that's a non-starter.
Well, it's unfortunate. If you actually look at the, I saw a couple years ago, someone put together a really interesting graph of over the last 40 years, the number of pro-choice Democrats in the U.S. House, the number of pro-life Democrats. Pro-choice Democrats kept pretty constant as pro-life Democrats went down. And that, so that's, you know, how the Democratic Party has gone down. As many, we're down 60-something seats from where we were just 8 years ago. And I think that's a problem for the party. We need to be more accepting of people with different viewpoints, as long as there are those core things that we can agree upon.
But as far as the district's ideology, you believe that you're in tune with that as far as abortion rights?
Well, this district is not for abortion on demand for 9 months. And those who are attacking me right now, that's what they want. And clearly, the district doesn't want that. Even Democrats in this district, that is not their position. That's an extreme position. So I think that's out of step with certainly out of step with the district.
We're speaking with Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski of the state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. We're speaking with Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski from the 3rd Congressional District on the southwest side and suburbs. Congressman, you've been getting criticized from the further left side of the party, too, for opposing the Affordable Care Act, opposing the DREAM Act, supporting the Religious Freedom Act. You know, here again, kind of reflecting your reflection of a more social conservative attitude.
Well, first of all, the Affordable Care Act, we saw premiums go up in Illinois 37% for this year. There are problems with the way that bill was written. Since it passed, immediately I said, okay, this is not a law. We need to fix it. I've opposed repeal of it, and I have fought to make changes to it and to fix it. I actually helped to introduce a bill, a bipartisan bill that would lower premiums by 30% in the Affordable Care Act. So I'm actually trying to make the Affordable Care Act work because, unfortunately, the way it was written, it really has not made health care. It's made it more accessible for some people, but it just has not worked the way that we need it to work. I have, support the DREAM Act and the DREAMers. We need to give them a pathway to citizenship. I've been working again in a bipartisan group to figure out a way of putting together that agreement, just like the agreement that Dick Durbin had put together with Lindsey Graham and bipartisan group in the Senate. I've been working in the House, and we came up with a similar plan, which hopefully we are going to get done. And I'm a problem solver, and I know we need to sit down and work out these issues, come up with real solutions, and solutions that work. I'm not just going to support a slogan or a plan that does not really have a real opportunity to get implemented and to work. So that's what I've always been about. Unfortunately, it seems like politics today, people aren't really that concerned about what the details are. They're just putting out a slogan and with no real plan. Unfortunately, that's not the way that you really help people.
Well, is that what politics has become and what party leadership has become in many respects, is kind of throwing things out there and that this is a litmus kind of issue that members are supposed to follow?
Unfortunately, that's what certainly what I've seen. It's the American people are sick and tired of just the bickering and that not coming to solutions. That's one of the reasons Donald Trump got elected, because people saw him at the time, although he certainly hasn't governed that way, but they saw him at the time as being willing to say, hey, we need to compromise. There are some issues that he talked about that were attractive to Democrats, and talked about doing a big infrastructure bill, which has not happened, but he talked about issues like trade, and he appealed across the, they saw him as possibly breaking the mold and crossing party lines. People like that. That's what the American people want to see, but unfortunately the parties keep going. You know, Republicans further right, Democrats are going further left. And it's not good for the country, and the American people are frustrated by that.
You mentioned about working on trying to fashion a compromise on the DREAM Act. Do you really think that that's something that is even going to be considered, despite all of the talk about the Dreamers and about immigration reform, given the fact that, you know, we keep seeing that as such a big political football?
Well, I remain hopeful. There are those of us in the House, I know, that and certainly senators also, who see this as a serious issue that we want to solve. We want to give the Dreamers a pathway to citizenship, come up with some compromise, in which includes some border security, not Donald Trump's wall, but some border security. But I'm afraid that party leaders in both parties see this as a good political issue that they don't want to solve, because each side, I think, in some way sees it as being helpful politically, and that's why we are stuck where we are right now. That's why there's gridlock in Washington, and yet there are still those in both parties who are trying to, you know, take the parties, keep pushing them further to the extreme. And I'm just proud that I have been in there in the House as a problem solver. I've delivered for my district. I've gotten things done. I've gotten bills passed into law. There's going to be a manufacturing strategy for the first time in American history since Alexander Hamilton. That's going to come out in May, thanks to a bill that I wrote that got signed into law. And I've been able to deliver other things for my district and for the middle class, because I've been willing to sit down and compromise and come to solutions.
Well, and I wanted to talk more about that, because your opponent, Ms. Newman, has said you've been there 7 terms and you haven't done anything. When you talk about delivering for the district, what have you delivered for the district?
Well, more than $375 million for local transportation projects, and just in LaGrange, where my opponent lives, there's a block and a half from her house. I brought $700,000 to fix up the metro station, restore the historic station, brought in money to build a garage there in downtown LaGrange. There are a lot of things that I've been able to bring back for the district. Been able to get metro service added, CTA service added, transportation bill, big one we passed a couple years ago. Illinois got 10% more for roads and for public transit, and I've been a very big advocate for public transit. But like I said, I've been able to pass bills in the law that I've authored on manufacturing, to empower victims of sexual assault in the military, some environmental bills that I've been able to pass to protect our environment, to improve safety along rail lines. You know, these are issues, that everyday issues that people care about. I've been able to pass legislation on all these, and that's why, you know, I've been supported not just by the AFL-CIO, as you said, and 30 other unions. Got 30 local mayors who are supporting me, because I've gotten things done. I've helped take care of our communities.
Well, and I kind of get the reflection of, you have the view that some of these things that your opponent talks about are kind of, I think you use the term, that somehow it's going to magically happen. And you also were, I believe, at that the one forum that you attended when someone asked about marijuana legalization, you said you really want to talk about the bread and butter issues.
Well, it was not just on that. We had gone through more than a half an hour of the debate, and there was not one question on jobs, not one question on education or on the environment. So that was the issue. It wasn't that particular question. It was just a line of questions that didn't really have to do with what, you know, middle class families, you know, work, you know, care about every day, that really impact their lives and their families' lives.
Congressman, if people want to find out more about your campaign, your website?
LipinskyForCongress.com.
Congressman Dan Lipinski, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
Good to be with you, Rick.